This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, a work of the Ulaga Church of Christ.
Hello, my name is Roy Knight for The Christian Gentleman. For the last 20-plus years, I've had the pleasure of being a counselor at Palmetto Bible Camp with the 8- and 9-year-old boys. I wish that I had written down all of the experiences I've had with the campers, for they are many. Some are great, and some are quite off the wall. Most of the common complaints I receive come around bath time. Maybe it's me, but I don't want our boys going to bed covered with dirt and sweat. For some reason, many of these boys don't mind it at all and will try to get around taking a shower and getting into a clean bed. This year, a rather energetic young man came up to me at bath time and said, "Mr. Roy, I didn't get dirty today, so I don't need to take a shower." I reminded him of his hours in the Gaga ball pit, his running, playing, and shooting hoops with friends, and his half-mile hike around to the other side of the lake. To this he responded, "I'm still not that dirty." I could tell by the sweat lines through the dirt on the side of his face that he was not quite truthful. Yes, that young man took a shower that night. I can't blame him. Spiritually speaking, adults try to do that with God all the time. God has a perfect and holy place waiting for us, which is called heaven. There we can spend eternity with a perfect and holy God and His Son who has paid the price so that we can come in. It is a perfect place prepared for a people who have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Yet we come up to God and we say, "Let me in." But God says, "You can't come in here because you're dirty. You're covered in sin." Some may reply, "I'm not sinful. Look at how clean I am." Others may respond, "I'm not as dirty as my neighbor or the fellow that I work with. Therefore, let me in." None of these excuses impress God. Though we may be good in our own eyes, we are still sinful in God's eyes. Paul said in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Paul, quoting the prophet in verse 10, spoke saying, "There is none righteous, no, not one." Solomon stated in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 20, "For there is not a just man on earth who does good and does not sin." We all want to get in that clean bed, but we are dirty as can be. How then can we be acceptable in the sight of God? How can we be washed? How can we be made clean? The answer is the same way which people were saved back in the Bible times. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 37 and 38, we see this verse. "Now whenever they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?' Then Peter said to them, 'Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins.'" What were they told to do? Repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. In Acts chapter 8, we see Philip's ministry in Samaria. It reads this way, "But whenever they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized." Verse 12. Upon hearing the word, what did they do? They were baptized. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 36 and following, with Philip and the Ethiopian, it says, "Now as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, 'See, here's water. What hinders me to be baptized?' Then Philip said, 'If you believe with all of your heart, you may.' And he answered and said, 'I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.' So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Upon hearing the word, what did the Ethiopian do? He was baptized." Still in another occasion, in Acts chapter 16, verses 14 and following, it reads, "Now a certain woman named Lydia heard us. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira, who worshipped God. The Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul. And when she and her household were baptized, well, let us consider, upon hearing the gospel, what did they do? They were baptized. Saul, praying and repenting of his sins, was told by Ananias to, "And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts 22 and verse 16. What did Paul do to have his sins washed away? He arose and was baptized. We can clearly see the connection in all of these instances. Years ago, a rather cynical gentleman came up to me and said, "All we need to do is to bring in a big truck of water, dunk everyone, and then everybody will be saved." My thought was that that would no more make a Christian than one being plunged into a pool or a river. If simply being immersed in water meant that one would be saved, then most of the world would be saved already. It doesn't work that way. In connection with baptism, one must hear the word of God and believe it. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 and John chapter 8 verse 24. One must then repent of one's sins. Luke chapter 13 verse 3 and 5. In so doing, he confesses that Jesus is the Son of God. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. It is only with this foundation that one ought to consider being baptized in order to enter into the Lord's church. Romans chapter 16 and verse 16. This too should only be done if one has a firm commitment to be faithful to the Lord and His word. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. A lot goes into one's salvation, but don't think that we can enter in without being washed. It doesn't work with camp counselors, and it especially does not work with God. If you would like to know more about biblical baptism and the Lord's church, you can contact my friends at the Ulaga Church of Christ, or you can email me directly at stgeorgecfc@yahoo.com. I would love to hear from you. That's all I have for right now. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. May the Lord bless you as you seek to do His will, and I'll see you next time on The Christian Gentleman. Please do not forget my books, There Is a River, which is a collection of articles that is written to encourage you, and also Who Has Believed Our Report, which is a commentary on John. They can be found at Amazon.com. I hope that you will be encouraged by them.
We hope you enjoyed this program. We encourage you to subscribe to our podcast on Pandora, Spotify, or Podbean. Thanks for listening.